Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I was flying from Chicago to Moline, Illinois, heading back to the farm. A gorgeous day with sun and blue sky as far as you could see, flying over hundreds and thousands of acres of rich, productive black land. It was a beautiful sight. It can only be more beautiful when it is green with growing crop. And that's not too far off. In less than 60 days, the planters will be rolling. I've been coming back to the family farm regularly, almost once a month for more than 30 years since Ronald Reagan called me to work for him in Washington. My roots are still in that black dirt. Every year, we plan carefully to get everything just right to give us the best chance of raising a big crop. 3 years ago, it rained all fall. We didn't finish corn harvest until Christmas. The last 2 years, the heavy rains early in the planting season and severe heat at pollination hurt our corn yield. Fortunately, soybeans were excellent. I don't know, explain that, I can't. The point I am making is that farmers across the land work to do everything just right. Precision farming, the very best seed, correct level of fertilizer based on soil test, crop production chemicals to control pests and kill the weeds. We think and plan long and hard to ensure perfection. But unfortunately, one of the most critical concerns that we have, we can't control. You guess it, the weather. Just ask the farms and ranchers in Texas and Oklahoma, or ask the farmers in Argentina and Brazil as they suffer through a southern hemisphere drought right now. We can't control the price either. Even after doing everything right, a drought can ruin a crop and a price collapse can steal your profit. I don't know of another business with more uncertainty, with critical variables that can't be controlled. And yet, I love this business, just meeting the challenge, watching the crop grow strong and tall from a tiny seed. How satisfying is that? And before long, our planting season will begin. And yes, there's risk, but we're optimistic. We'll put that little seed in the ground, and then the crop will be in God's hands. Until next week, I am John Block, just back from the farm.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and